Steve and Jill here.
Good day.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about mailing for the market and not for your bank balance. Jill, this is like your topic. Can you explain it?
Yeah. I have a story to share, and I see it happen often. The gist of it is, I only have $10,000 to spend, and Jack and Jill, I should get 10 deals out of the way. So 10 divided by 10,000 is 1,000. Thank you. So I'm going to only buy 10 $1,000 properties. Now, but the market I'm going for, it's hard to find $1,000 properties. They're a little more expensive than that. And that's good, the preface to what I'm going to talk about. And what not to do. You're picking, I do have a hair right in my face, don't I? Excuse me while I
groom myself.
Exactly. I'm almost like going to pull that hair.
You know, it's not gray.
No, it's not gray.
Which is good. Because that's what happens to me.
Oh, okay.
The gray ones seem to stick in my face.
Okay. They just go right there.
Yeah.
That's called distinguished.
Oh.
You will never, ever, ever hear someone describe a woman as distinguished.
Why, is that bad?
It's bad.
Why?
Because it's gray and old. You don't want to be distinguished.
This is actual useful information
for
our listeners.
Yeah.
Are you supposed to describe a woman then?
Gorgeous, beautiful.
You don't think that's too
striking.
Much?
Striking.
Striking's good.
These are words that you could use at any age, and every man should be writing these down. Gorgeous, beautiful, striking, timeless.
Ravishing.
Ravishing, that's
stunning.
Fine. Stunning. You know.
It's not overkill?
Like, wow.
Like, when is it too much? I always wonder.
Hot.
That. When is it like?
When you say hot, smoking.
When do you sit around and say, I'm pouring it on too thick?
Ever use that four-letter acronym that starts with an M, because we all hate that one.
Ma'am?
Nope. It's M blank blank. It's four letters that stand for something else. That's
Mom?
Never, nope. I'll tell you later.
Is it a bad word we can't say on the air?
Yeah. By my book, it is.
So you just take us down this path and then let us all down.
Well, they know what it is.
How fast does it take to get it? How soon can we get off topic on what we're talking about? Like, it's that fast.
Oh, I'm right. Well, I
know how we got here. I'm not criticizing you. I think it's funny.
Thank you.
A Jack and Jill show moment.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay.
What's the M word? Come on. You got to tell us. Is it a bad, bad, bad word we can't say on the air?
M-I-L-F.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you never use that.
I hate that, too.
See? That's why I didn't want to say it. It's kind of a bad word.
All right. Well, how do we get to bad words? I thought we were talking about the good words.
Anyway.
Here's my question. When is it too thick?
That's what I said.
No, as a guy, it's like, all right, I'm going to tell this woman she's pretty good looking.
You can never compliment her too much, but you have to use the right words.
See, it's just a moving target for guys.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now.
So?
Yeah, I have 50 years
but,
at this.
No.
50 years
well,
at trying to say the right thing, and I probably do maybe less than half of the time.
Let me help you out here. Here's what you should do. Take note of the positive responses and the negative responses.
That's the thing. Okay,
and
hold on a second.
Every time you get a positive response, you should,
I can say the exact same sentence to you.
Really?
Today.
Really?
And I can say the exact same sentence next week.
Really?
And it could be not good.
Try me.
It's all timing.
Try me. I don't believe that to be true.
Yeah.
No
right,
woman is not going to put a smile on their face if you say, wow, you look great. Or, holy cow, are you losing weight? Or, you know, something like that. Like, that is your color. No woman will ever not smile with those sentences.
Every single guy out there knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Well, that's not true. And I don't believe you.
I think if you pick the wrong moment to say, baby, you look great today, she could say, can and will say some version of, you're just trying to get what you want here.
Well,
it's all timing.
I'm sorry. In the past relationships, you may have had some other issues. Not anymore. Can we get to the show?
Yeah, what's the show about?
All right. First, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the Land Investors Online Community. It's free.
Sandy asks, and she's not a member. Oh, you know what? I wanted to read this question anyway. I listen to the podcasts. Please bear in mind she's not a member.
Okay.
I listen to the podcasts. I hear you when you say that only a few counties are really bad. I have also heard to mail to counties where there are other investors because that indicates it's a good county. but I just got off the phone with a seller who said that he had gotten at least 15 offer letters just like mine in the last year. He also wanted almost three times the average comps in the area. Ding, ding. This is really what this is all about. This is not a county that Steve mentions on the podcast. So what she's referring to is that a few episodes ago, I ran through a list of counties that you probably shouldn't send mail to for a lot of reasons, not because they're saturated, you just shouldn't. Because it's hard to sell in those counties is the real reason. Mm-hmm. She continues, so what do I do? Keep mailing and hoping that they'll pick mine? Or do I find a less competitive county? Yeah, you find a county where this, hold on a second. I'm gonna ask you to answer this because I'm actually a little miffed.
Okay, ready.
If you go to another county, where is the sweet spot between enough investors to make make it interesting, or how many so it's not saturated? Go ahead and answer this.
Like, why do we even have to do that? Why don't we just blaze a trail?
Here's the real problem here.
I mean, can I finish?
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't done.
Sass.
So,
here's what's going on.
Wait, in what we do all day long, every day, in our program and on the show and everything, is tell people how to go find a county, what you should be looking for, what triggers there are, what makes it a good county, what makes it a bad county, like you just said, all those things. So if you really are paying attention and taking notes and or have the program, you know what to do. And it's not about a certain county. It's about the factors that make it a good county, you know. And you should be, like, I just talked to a guy the other day doing this stuff, and it's going to come up in the content here. He's mailing in Alabama and several counties in Alabama and coming up with some great stuff. I'm like, gosh, I don't really know a lot of people doing Alabama. He's like, right? He said, I did what you said. I looked at this, I looked at that, I took into account things like, you know, driving distance from a certain area, what people can afford. You know, I happen to know something about the area. It sings to me. I'm like, okay, you're doing all this stuff right. So that's what you should be doing. Not sitting there waiting and watching. Don't go on LandPin, you know, where all our members are posting property and hit the same counties they are, because they're already doing it. You should be using what you know to find your area. Thank you.
You know, and I should actually, in all fairness, there's a lot of people that piped in to answer this question on Land Investors, the website. And so at the end, it gets resolved on the site website.
Okay, good.
So check that out to see how she finally understands.
Oh, good.
But I'll tell you, if you want to be a welder and you pick up a welding torch and you expect to just be a welder that day, it's never going to happen. And it's true. That's true with every single thing in life. If you want to know how to buy and sell land, join the group. Get some advice, you know, learn how to do this properly. Learn how to pick a county properly. She's not a member, so the credibility just goes out the window there.
Well, and she doesn't have all the tools and resources to price it right.
Exactly.
And, you know, so there's a lot more to it than just going on O2O, offers to owners, and getting our template and just winging it.
Right.
So who knows where our data even came from? That's a scary thought.
You don't even think of that.
Yeah. Where did you get the data? Like, is it like a list you bought from somebody? Now I'm afraid.
There's so many reasons why this won't work.
Yeah,
and how new it is. Without using the
right tools.
And so many reasons it will work. We have hundreds and hundreds of people who will sit around and tell you, wow, this is the greatest thing ever.
Right.
And it only cost me $250 a month.
Yeah.
Today's topic, mailing for the market, not for your bank balance. This is the meat of the show.
So this... For me, it came up again the other day, and I love this question because this topic, it happens, like I was just describing. You have only so much money to spend, and you think that you need to work within your bank balance. Well, actually, you don't. So that's the point of this. So what was going on, this individual, we did a consulting call the other day, and he was telling me all the great things that he did going into the county. You know, like I started to tell on that question, I looked at the area. I knew the area well. I mean, I looked at trying to see all the things that we teach in this stuff about. You know, it's not too many back taxes in the area. I know it's X amount of driving distance from a really major city. People are going to want to go spend the weekends there. It has beautiful attributes as trees and hills, and people might camp or fish or something like that. Maybe hunt there. I mean, all the different things. Oh, then even went so far as to throw in there that I happen to know that the areas they're driving to are affluent areas, so they can afford to buy property there. Everything was just spot on. The only thing was he was mailing to his budget. And the deals he got back were a couple thousand dollar, because he was really trying to maximize his budget right now. And they were getting back offers on a couple thousand dollar properties, and they were just not great properties. It was $2,000 properties, which should have been $20,000 properties. If he did everything else the same, exactly the same, but sent on offers for $20,000 for properties that are worth $60,000, would have killed it. And that was what I told him when we hung up. I said, just go do exactly, keep your same data. Just go up those offers and, you know, and do it again, you know, and hit the right people is what's going on. Hit those bigger properties and the right price.
People who are not, this all falls under one sentence. No acquisition should go to waste. And to resolve this problem, Jill and I started two websites that are up and running and functioning. One's called Land Tank. It's like Shark Tank for land. And House Tank, if you don't have the money, you have a great deal. You send some mail out, you have a great deal, but you don't have the cash to do it. Post it on one of those sites. If it's a house on House Tank, if it's a piece of land on Land Tank, post it on there. And they will swarm like flies to fund your deal. There's also multiple members in our group that are deal funders. Jill and I are included in that. You can go to Land and Land Academy, I guess, and submit a deal. But think of it like this. People who are not full-time real estate investors, or you're just getting started, think of it like this. We all understand what a master plan community is, where there's like thousands of houses or hundreds of houses. They're all the same. They look all exactly the same. There's maybe four models in there. Let's say you send mail out and have somebody who wants to sell their house for 100 grand and every single other house in there is selling for 200. You know, are you, and you don't have 100,000 bucks in your checking account. What do you do? Start calling your parents, you call your rich uncle skeleton, whatever. But you can't let that go to waste, because you're going to make 100 grand on the thing, or let's say at least 50. It's the exact same way in land. And for some reason, that doesn't translate to new people in land. They think that they, for whatever reason, this business model, and the further I get into it, this is incorrectly so, for whatever reason, really appeals to people because of the small amount of money that it takes to actually get in.
True. You can't do deals that small.
You can't choose. Jill's 100% right. You can't choose, or you shouldn't choose acquisitions based on how much money you have.
Right.
You should choose them on the quality of the deal.
Right.
And if you don't have the dough, call us or call somebody.
Right.
Because we won't let it go to waste.
Exactly. That's
part of the benefit of being in this group.
Right. That's the whole point. There are deals that are worthy of $1,000 and $2,000. I see them all the time. I send out offers for five and I go, shucks, I'd buy it for one, maybe two. That's as high as I'll go kind of thing. But like this person, then that was the thing too. Like I said, just go back, add a zero. When you have those deals, fund them with somebody else. What usually happens is you guys are end up splitting the profit. You'll make way more money than if you struggled with these little ones. And then in about 90 days, you don't even have to do that, because now your bank balance is where it needs to be. And you're going to go, see ya, I don't need your funding anymore, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or you're going to be start saying like everybody else does, you know, hey, can I fund your deal? Can I fund your deal?
Yeah.
It is hilarious. We just started not even 90 days ago. There's a Land Academy. It's like, it's real estate investors, and then it says in parentheses Land Academy Facebook, and there's one for House Academy too. These Facebook groups, they're blowing up, and I just was reading in there how many people are like, does anybody need money?
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's so funny. Like, it was like, and so one of them, I just wrote in there, I'm like, hey, I want to get in on this too. So I did. I put a little personal note in there from me that said, hey, I fund deals too, by the way. Check out Land Academy Deal Funding. So, but yeah, that's the thing. People, there's so much money out there. The real trick is, this is my last point, knowing how to find those deals, having the tools and the resources to get those offers in your, you know, on your desk, signed, ready to go. Then you hold all the cards.
I love when these topics are so easy.
Oh.
This is the easiest topic we've ever had.
Good. I'm glad.
No good acquisition should go to waste.
That's right.
Hey, join us next time for the episode called how much we really need to actually be on the phone in this business.
I love it. And we answer your questions posted on our online community found at landinvestors.com. It is free.
You're not alone in your real estate ambition.
I realize I keep talking about our online community at Land Investors, which is big. Actually, that's big.
I just looked at that because I get these questions there.
Yeah.
And it's just, there's tens of thousands of comments, and that thing got huge.
It did. Well, because there was no place.
It's just filled a need.
It's the bigger pockets of land.
Filled a total little niche.
Totally did. And now there's a Facebook group that goes with it, and it's really cool. So you can get a lot of answers right away. A lot of content. Wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to go off the topic and off of the teleprompter.
That's okay. And buy undervalued property.